Boat Trader, America's largest boating marketplace, offering easy financing and over 100,000 boat listings to choose from. Sell, find, and finance new or used boats on America's largest boating marketplace. Visit BoatTrader.com to get started.
Mike, what have you been doing?
Just working. I haven't used my boat that much. It's been cold and windy, which is a bummer.
The wind has been just insane in Florida. It's the Christmas hurricane. I saw somebody posting about the Crips, the Christmas hurricane. There was all kinds of circulation and stuff, and it's very late for that type of weather. But, you know, hopefully that means that we're due for a beautiful spring.
Yeah.
You know, when you have a ton of bad weather, good weather's on the way. That's what I always think.
Fingers crossed. Gotcha.
So I wanted to ask you if you've seen this video of this tiger shark that is just floating. Have you seen it?
I have, yeah.
So let's we'll pull it up here and take a little look at it. So apparently it's a super slick, calm day. These guys, crazy video from Captain Louie. So that's who got this.
But you know, is this Florida Bay? Do you know? Like the
I don't know where it is. Okay. Let's say it says one of the strangest things we've ever seen, an enormous tiger shark. Don't know. So anyway, they are, this is the end of it. So this is the beginning of it. They see this big tiger shark.
Yeah.
They go up to it. It looks very dead. And then they go back and the end of the boat just barely touches it right there. And it kind of comes back to life and starts, you know, with quite a good bit of energy, takes off and swims off. So what the hell, Mike? What's going on with
that? So I may be the bad news here. I still think it's dead. I mean, it may be alive there, but I think it's I don't think it's alive right now. I think it's dead. I mean, so I guess you could think of all different reasons why, but I see that as looks like the belly's extended.
Yes.
And so it does. I think it definitely has I'm thinking a bacterial infection, something like that. And there's extra gases coming in there and they're not being released. Yeah. It's bloated there.
You think looks that's like bloated? That doesn't look like a turtle. Because when I first saw it, I thought that could be a big turtle shell in there.
Yeah, I think it's definitely bloated there. And I think it's a female, too.
Huh.
But I don't think it related to pregnancy or anything like that. I still think it's a dead shark. And also, like sharks. So what if, you know, someone might say, well, if it's an extended swim bladder? Well, sharks don't have a swim bladder. So it's not that. It's not like it was brought from deep. Sharks don't have a swim bladder. They have an oily liver, helps them adjust the buoyancy. But overall, they are negatively buoyant. So they sink. I unfortunately, you know, caught a lemon shark off of in Biscayne and with a friend from up north. We kept out of the water too long and it did die and it sunk like a rock. And I definitely think this shark, tiger sharks would sink like a rock. If they didn't have this this gas issue, that thing would be on the bottom. So the fact that it's floating tells me another sign, like something's wrong. It should be, and it's turned over like that. I can't see any benefit to it being flipped over like that.
When I first saw this, I thought of like when you release a tarpon, a lot of times it can be a tarpon that's really green or redfish, or I mean I've seen it happen with a whole bunch of different fish. When you release them and they're just kind of sitting there, freshwater trout will do this a lot. They're just kind of sitting there, sometimes they're upside down, and you take your rod tip and you just touch them a little bit and they take off, right?
Yeah.
And that's what this boat did. The boat just barely touched this tiger shark and it you know kind of woke up. But the other thing that I thought of the first time I saw this video, I thought of Lefty Cray's wise words that he wrote several times in many books, and that was, there's no such thing as a dead shark, right? Like, it can look dead. You go over there and lots of people have been bit by a shark that seems very dead, and they have just enough to you know grab hold of you.
But I think it jumps out at me real quick. Yeah, they can still come back to life. And I think that when it did get touched, it did revive it briefly. But I don't mean to be the bearer of bad news. I still think that's a dead shark, and I'd guarantee it's dead. And if I was a betting man, I would guarantee it's dead today. But another thing is some sharks have to swim constantly to breathe. But tiger sharks is not one of them.
Okay.
They can actually actively pump water over their gills, like mako sharks and great whites. They have to constantly swim their whole life with their mouth open to get water over the gills. So anyway, it could, you know, lay there and still breathe, because tiger right. sharks can.
And you have like other sharks, like a nurse shark and a lemon shark too. That I come upon those in like white holes all the time. They're just sitting there still, completely still. So they're obviously being able to pull water.
And tiger sharks can do that too, but I still think it's a dead shark.
All right. Well,
I didn't mean to be so negative. It just seems to have a bloated belly there. It's upside down. It's not sunk in the bottom. It's just, to me, it may have, you know, swim off briefly, but I bet if you went back there next day, if you found it, it would still be belly up and probably.
Well, it could be. And the reason why I wanted to ask you is because you're not necessarily, you don't call yourself a shark scientist. You've got a lot of fishery biology and fishery information. We've had you on the podcast a number of times, so wanted to just see what you thought about that. I kind of think maybe similar. You know, I don't know why on a slick, calm day that thing would just be floating around like that.
But a couple things make me wonder, like, what did happen? I don't know the answer. We'd have to cut open and look. But what did happen? My wife and I, years ago, we found a whale shark off of Miami that was dead. Unfortunately, got caught on a rope. But that shark, it was a tiger shark eating it. So they certainly eat dead animals. And there's also, years ago on Discovery Channel, I saw there was a shark that inhaled something. And it would invert its stomach and they could throw up. So... You know, it has the ability to, if it eats something bad, to regurgitate it, to throw it up. But in this case,
what could be worse than a rotten whale shark?
Yeah. And it was chowing down on it. I have pictures, not digital, but over when I, this was back in the late 90s of taking, you know, a still camera, you know, film camera, you know.
Yes.
But it was, so they certainly could eat dead, rotting flesh. You know, they could, if it was a problem, they could regurgitate it, throw it out of their stomach. But this case, unfortunately, something else happened.
That was a comment that somebody made on one of these posts, was that that behavior had been, people had seen this behavior before around carcasses where they were eating a ton, and then the tiger shark would just roll over, I don't know, and just lay there. But I've never seen that. I've never come across a shark like that, just floating and then comes back alive. Anyway, so that's the tiger shark video. We basically came away with no conclusive answers to what happened on there. But well, Mike, from a pretty good source, thinks that something was wrong with the shark.
Yeah, dead, I think it was unhealthy, and I think it was dead or dying. Yeah. I know it's negative, and you guys think, oh, what if it was doing something amazing, like warming up its belly, or I don't know. I don't think any of those were realistic in my mind.
Yeah. Well, you would see that probably more commonly, but you know that seeing a tiger shark like that, I think that's a pretty good sighting, whether it's dead or alive.
I don't see
a lot of tiger sharks. Yeah. I see some, but not a lot. Not as many as you would see lemon sharks or black tips. Or, I mean, probably over the year, see more hammerheads than tiger sharks.
But, you know, quick side note, when I looked, I did a quick look at the literature of what they, stomach contents. And just a side note, it was really interesting, the things that they found in their stomachs, like conch.
Mm-hmm.
Like they eat horseshoe crabs. There was one where they had horse bones, but I think it was like they went into it. They think it ate it. It didn't stalk a horse. It ate a dead horse somewhere. Not like it stalked on a beach or something. It must have been a dead horse in the water, but horse bones and conch and dolphin bones. Turtles, the big thing. Turtle shells.
Talk about other things, non-food items found in tiger sharks' bellies? Because that's kind of the thing that you always hear about, you know, a tire, a stop sign, like
they were hooked in like the Jaws movie. They pulled a license plate, I think, from a tiger shark there. But they talked about hooks, but I didn't see any. And then some sargassum and seagrass, but I think that was during the feeding technique. But I didn't see anything like unfortunately I didn't see anything like
when I first caught living animals. The first tiger shark we ever caught, I was expecting something different than what happened. And it wasn't, they're not that fast, right? The tiger shark is not that fast. And when I asked my friend Steve Roger about tiger shark, I was like, yeah, I was kind of surprised that it wasn't, you know, it wasn't this big, real super fast fight. And he's like, no, man, a tiger shark is like a nurse shark with teeth. That's why they're so dangerous, because they can't catch much. So whatever they touch, they bite. And you know, he's a extremely experienced diver. And he's like, you just got to stay away from those things, man, because if they touch you, they're going to bite you. Just because they can't catch many things. They're not fast. It's not like a mako that can catch basically anything in the ocean, right? So they can be more selective about what they eat. But the tiger, apparently, that was his reaction to it. All right, we got another one.
Oh.
So this one is something different. I don't even know what to make of this. And so you got this one, Ben. This one, check this out. So what happened here is this guy, apparently, allegedly, this person jumps into the fish tank at Bass Pro Shops. And I don't know what kind of trouble you get in for that, like maybe trespassing, maybe, I don't know, doing something wrong there.
This has to but be then, in Florida, right?
Yeah,
this is probably
in Florida, I'm sure.
I've seen a bumper sticker, WTF means welcome to Florida. But anyway, go ahead.
So allegedly, this same person, this is the information that I'm getting from, let me give the right credit here, because Richard Tyler Burrell, he goes by The Big Man Bassing. And Richard Tyler Burrell, as I looked into this video, seems to know the most about this incident of anyone that I could find on the internet. And so what he says, allegedly, it is the same person that did this latest thing, which is to steal a tarpon out of Bass Pro Shops. So check this out.
Oh my God.
Just walking out of Bass Pro Shops with a tarpon in a landing net. No one does anything. He nets it out of a pond. Somebody's taking an eyewitness video. This ends up on Lee County Sheriff's Office Facebook, and he just walks out. But I got to say, that does not look like the same person that jumped into the tank. I don't know, but that's what this guy said, that allegedly it's the same person. So thank you to Richard actually for helping out with this, because we found it on the Lee County Sheriff's Office, and apparently the Lee County Sheriff's deputies are looking for this guy, specifically looking for him, because like, how illegal is that, Mike, in your opinion?
Yeah. Well, I'm not in law enforcement, but absolutely. I mean, you know, you have that, just to harvest one, you have that tarpon tag.
So this guy that gave me this information, Richard Tyler Burrell, Big Man Bassing, he's hooked up Bait and Tackle Company and Art Gallery. So thanks to him for giving me this information. But he's saying that allegedly it's the same kid that jumped into the tank. But that guy looked a lot older than this kid that was walking out of Bass Pro Shop.
Like a high school kid.
With a landing net.
Maybe a prank for, can you go steal a tarpon from Bass Pro Shops or something?
Well, listen, I mean, to any kid that's out there, there are better pranks that will land you in far less trouble. Yeah. Because I got to think that this is potentially really, really bad. How illegal do you think that is? I would think that Bass Pro Shops has to have some kind of special sanctuary permit or something like that to even have a tarpon in captivity. And then for someone to take that tarpon out of captivity, then, I mean, I just don't know. I don't know. Like, do they get him for first lifting the tarpon out of the water? That's illegal, as we all know. And then taking a fish that is a sanctuary fish and then taking it? Like, that seems
and it's
very illegal.
Yeah. And it's not like he's wearing a mask or something. Like, they could easily find him, right? Like, it. And the big question is why? Like, what are you gonna do with it?
Or I mean, have no idea, man.
Can't you get one from a creek somewhere or something if you really want one? So, I hope they do enforce that. Is that a new video? I haven't seen that.
Yes,
is
this that like... just happened like a couple of days ago, and so that's why I got this. And so this guy, Big Man Bassing, he has on here description: active investigation. Lee County Sheriff's Office is attempting to locate retail theft suspect. They're calling it retail theft, but not just your normal retail theft. I guess you could say this one will officially catch your eye. He's into puns. yesterday evening, a male suspect entered the Bass Pro Shops in Gulf Coast Town Center with a fishnet in hand and proceeded to remove a live tarpon from the store's indoor fish pond. The subject then fled the store with the tarpon. South District detectives are working with our animal cruelty, see, you get that too, Animal Cruelty Task Force, My FWC Florida Fish and Wildlife, and Southwest Florida Crime Stoppers in an attempt to locate the individuals involved. If you have information, don't send it to me. Send it to, drop a line to Southwest Florida Crime Stoppers at 1-800-780-TIPS. Or online at southwestfloridacrimestoppers.com. You may also call the information directly into Lee County Sheriff's Office at 239-477-1000. Man, he gives another pun. We are hashtag fishing for information and would love nothing more than to chum it up with this guy. this guy, the big man bassing has got a, oh, and even another one. Don't get caught aiding and baiting. Don't get caught aiding and abetting.
But I feel like multiple lists, like, yeah, you know, like, you know, harvesting a highly regulated species without a tarpon tag, which maybe add one. I didn't see one on them. Stealing something from, you know, like a theft, you know, like a shoplifting. It's not your property. It belongs to, you know, Press Pro Shops. I'm sure they have some type of collecting permit or something to have those in their possession. So it's like a long list of, like, it all equals stupidity, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like,
and four, like, it just, and this is what's the stupidest part of the whole thing, is probably, now I have no idea what his motives are, but it seems like his motives are to get as much attention as you could possibly get. So views on your Instagram or Facebook or Twitter or yeah, TikTok or whatever, views, which leads to attention, which leads to the sheriff knocking on your door, and the next thing you know, you are charged with animal cruelty and a host of FWC related things, I would imagine. I don't know, but for anybody that out there looking for, like, I want to do something and make my name in the outdoors, this is not the way to do it. You're going to make your name in the outdoors, but it's going to be in the federal penitentiary, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I catch a tarpon with a Snoopy rod or something clever like that, right? Like, don't do crimes, commit crimes. And
yeah.
And but it brings up a point. Like, is it worth it, like, to get that number of likes and
there's
views
no possible way it's worth it. There's no
possible
way.
I don't think so either. But in their mind, you know, like a high school teenager's mind, like, oh, this will get me views.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, so we'll, like, stealing a car, but it's not worth it.
Right. So, I'm going to say that you could steal a car and be in less trouble than this guy might be in. I don't know. I mean, this just seems like bad trouble.
It makes me go back to, do you remember that years ago, those high schoolers had a shark behind?
Yes, they pulled it behind the boat.
And they got in serious trouble for that, I remember, which they should have. You know, it was animal cruelty. They're dragging a shark going 40 miles per hour behind it.
That's right. So, and you know who was the, you know who the biggest, the first person that posted that and was like, these guys need to get in trouble, was Mark the Shark. You know?
Oh, really?
He was like, yeah. Okay. He posted that and brought a lot of attention to that because, you know, you say what you want about Mark the Shark, but he kills a lot of sharks, but he does it ethically, to an extent. I mean, he's certainly not trying to, he doesn't hate sharks. He's not dragging them behind the boat.
He's
within the law and he's doing it. I think a lot of people found it interesting that he was calling them out because he kills a lot of sharks.
It makes me also happy. I grew up in the 80s and 90s where we did some really stupid things, but we didn't have cameras to film it.
My
right?
God.
Like, we might have been dumb enough to post it, the stuff I did.
You're
back,
telling me. You know? I would not have made it. I don't think I would have made it, man.
But now these kids video record it, right? And they post it, like, without thinking about the what's going to happen from it. So,
well,
anyway.
We'll stay aware of this story. And if you have any information on this. Certainly, the Lee County Sheriff's Office is the place to go. That Crime Stoppers is the place to go. But you know, hashtag, you know, Tom Rowland Podcast, built wild, or the Wild One Outdoors is another place that you can find us. And let us know if you got any other information. But certainly, if you have information, the sheriff's office is the way to go.
Last comment, Tom. I think, you know, I bet you it resulted in dead tarpon. So was it worth it? I mean, I bet you he dragged it out there and maybe threw it in the back of his truck or tried to put his head in a bucket or something. But so ultimately, the biggest loser is the tarpon, right? It was just so stupid just to kill a tarpon for views or likes or whatever they do on social media.
I don't know. It's weird to think that somebody could just walk out of Bass Pro Shops with a tarpon in a net and no one would say anything to him.
But I bet you if I worked there, I wouldn't be prepared for that. Like, what do I do when somebody steals a fish? Like, I bet you in the training, they don't cover that. Like, what do you do if somebody steals a fish? You know, like, that, they got nothing to worry about. Shoplifters and all that. And
yeah.
Keeping customers happy. So that's probably the last thing on their mind of somebody going in there and getting a tarpon.
Probably was. But you got a lot of outdoorsmen in there. A lot of people know that's not right.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Or maybe they just say, I work here. I've got to get this thing to the hospital.
Yeah.
And run out. Then people would be like, oh, okay, I guess. Like, I don't know. All right. Well, that's the two videos that we're going to cover this week. Mike, I appreciate you coming on with your science knowledge and giving us your opinion on the shark and then this opinion of how stupid someone is.
Yeah.
All right. Well, until next week, we will come back with more videos. You can go and check us out on Tom Rowland Podcast or The Wild One Outdoors. We'll put those in the description. All right. Thanks to everybody that helped us out with the information on these two videos, and we'll talk to you next week. See ya.
Join me, Chef Jean-Paul Bourgeois, and the whole crew here at Duck Camp Dinners every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV. Birds up in the sky.
Join Captain Justin Leake and Meredith McCord for the best fishing action along Panama City Beach. Tune in to Chasing the Sun every Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV.